And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. Brian Sexton along with John Osher from Jaguars.com and special guest Mike Dempsey from Jaguars Today. Musical seats here. I'm filling in for J.P. Shadrick, so let's get right to it. The first topic is the offense, and what do we need to learn when training camp opens about the Jaguars' offense,
well,
John?
I wonder if we're going to learn it in training camp or preseason, but we have to figure out if this offensive line can be what it needs to be to protect Blake, to get the running game going, which has to happen. So I think we're looking to learn who's going to start a left tackle, Luke Jokel or Kelvin Beachum. I don't think it's quite as much in Beachum's favor as everybody wants to believe. I think he will wind up starting, and I think that side of the line will be Jokel and Beachum. So I think we'll learn that by the end. That's what you got to learn at some point.
Yeah, I think clearly that's the answer is the offensive line. I don't know if you learned that early in camp. You know, that's something that might not even play out in the preseason in terms of how effective they're going to be. But not only who'll be the left tackle, who'll be the left guard, how they're going to work in combination, how open that job is. Will Luke Jokel fit in? Will he even have a job, a starting job on this team? And then the ripple effect. Does he become the swing tackle? If that's the case, what happens with Josh Wells and other guys on this roster?
Same concept, different side of the ball. We go to the defense.
Well, for the defense, I think how quickly can all these pieces come together, right? You know, can Miles Jack learn enough, and where does he fit into the defense? It's just all about the new faces. Malik Jackson, we know what his role is going to be. We know what Tayshawn Gibson is going to be. You think just because these are talented guys, you can put them all on the field together, and they're going to produce. I think there's going to be a learning period with all of them, John, to kind of figure out how they mesh. Dante Fowler Jr., essentially a rookie, Jalen Ramsey, on and on. You could have as many as six new starters on opening day, and quickly getting them up to speed on what the Jags hope to accomplish and having them work as a cohesive unit, I think, is job number one.
Well, it's almost overwhelming to try to discuss the defense because, I guess, what isn't there to learn? All these new faces, Cindric Marks is coming back. He needs to make an impact to have this be a come-at-you-in-waves pass rush that they need. Jalen Ramsey, Miles Jack, Dante Fowler Jr., all those guys have potential in their bodies to be elite-level Pro Bowl-type players, and yet all of them have never played a down in the NFL. So they might be here. They might be here. So you just don't know. The potential is unbelievable, and I'm not even sure we've mentioned Tayshawn Gibson yet. And here's a key guy that in most years would be the key story going to training camp. So I think we have to learn the entire defense. I think it's going to be better. How much better is the question.
And finally, John, we saved the best for last. The quarterback.
Oh, me. The
quarterback. Your favorite topic.
Well, I think training camp and preseason aren't going to teach you exactly what you need to learn about Blake. Because what you have to figure out about Blake Bortles is he ready to go after going from here to here last year? Is he ready to go to here? And here is where you become a winning quarterback who's efficient at all levels, who sees the field better than he did last year, who doesn't make the mistakes. So he showed enormous potential. And an unbelievable year to go from not a very good rookie year to where he was, but there's still a step to take. And I think you'll start learning that in preseason a little bit, but the learning for Blake, what we'll learn about him is come September, is he closer to elite than he was last year?
Yeah, I think the key word is efficiency. What you said, he may be a better quarterback this year, and you say this oftentimes, but I think it's really true in this case. Statistics could be less on the high end in terms of yardage and touchdowns, and he may be more effective doing that. I think where the efficiency really shows up, though, is not turning the ball over in key situations. You're not going to get that feel necessarily in training camp, but it will be a warning sign if he goes out there and he's sloppy with the football, if he has multiple days with multiple interceptions in the same week. So I think really cutting that number down is more important than improving the offensively outstanding numbers that he had in terms of touchdowns and yardage.
Might really mess with Mike Dempsey's fantasy football mind this year. He's going to want touchdowns.
I don't get penalized that much for interceptions. It's okay.
Completion percentage leading to accuracy, which should cut down on the interceptions. We'll find out next week here on Jags of the Roundtable. We'll be getting ready for camp. So lots to talk about. The whole crew will be back. Mike, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next week right here on Jags of the Roundtable.